Iti thus. Naha.
Hour.
Sumahabhaga.
O glorious one.
Narayana Gunan.
The qualities of Narayana.
Prati.
Toward.
Samshayaha.
Doubt.
Sumahan.
Very great.
Jataha.
Born.
Tat.
That.
Bhavan.
Your lordship.
Jetumarhati.
Please dispel.
In
translation, O greatly fortunate and learned Brahmana, whether Narayana is partial or impartial has become a subject of great doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt with positive evidence that Narayana is always neutral and equal to everyone. So purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Since Lord Narayana is absolute, His transcendental qualities are described as one. Thus His punishments and His offerings of favor are both of the same value. Essentially, His inimical actions are not displays of enmity toward His so-called enemies. But in the material field, one thinks that Krishna is favorable to devotees and unfavorable to non-devotees. When Krishna finally instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Braja, this is meant not only for Arjuna, but for every living entity within this universe. Okay. Iti na sumaha bhaga narayana gunan prati sangshaya sumahan jatas tad bhavams chetam arhati. So om gana timadandasha gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmeditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So there's several interesting topics in this verse. First one that really strikes me is the relationship here between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami, that Parikshit Maharaj is revealing his doubts. Sometimes doubts are considered to be, in the Bhagavad Gita at least, doubts are considered to be like demons, right? That's Prabhupada comments on that. And one time in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is referred to by Arjuna as Madhusudana. That's because Krishna killed the demon, Madhu. And Prabhupada draws the analogy at that particular point that doubts are like demons. Why are doubts are like demons? Because they keep us from having firm determination to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also the statement is there in the Bhagavatam, Yasha Devi Pura Bhaktir, Yata Devi Tata Guru Tashaite Katatari Arta Prakashante Mahatmana. Now this is dealing with the opposite of doubts. That if one has firm faith in Guru and the Vedic literatures, then everything is revealed to one automatically. Isn't it? Faith in Guru, Vedas, Yasha Devi, Para Bhaktir, Yata Devi Tata Guru, Tashaite Katatari Arta Prakashante Mahatmana. So, a very important verse. Now, why is that reveal? Why is it faith to actually reveal everything to one? And what is faith? So, faith reveals everything to one because one can then see through Shastra Chakshush. In other words, right now, because we have conditioned senses, we're seeing through our mind and senses. We're actually perceiving things in a way that's filtered. You understand? Filtered. Just like yesterday, Krishna Vijaya took out some big earplugs out of my ears. I had a lot of wax that had been accumulated for many, many lifetimes. Not lifetimes. I know that. For many, many years. The first time in my life, I didn't realize it, how plugged up my ears were. I mean, it was this big, like this big. You know, like, not that quite that big. But it was... It was shocking. You know, sometimes you think a little wax, like a little thing like that. It's a big piece of wax. And so you don't realize how the dirt has been accumulating. And he took it out, and then all of a sudden, you know, I can hear the world again. You know, I could hear the birds chirping. And, well, some of the kirtans are too loud. I don't want to hear them. But anyway, at least the soft kirtans I want to hear. So it's like that we've accumulated many, many coverings on this subtle body, the soul, through many births in this material world. Of course, then there has to be the cleansing process, right? So the cleansing process takes some time. It is not that you chant Hare Krishna once and Krishna is appearing before you and dancing with his flute in his hand and the gopis are there. I wish it was like that. But it takes a lot, quite a bit of time. That's why it said in the Upadeshamrita, Utsaha Nishya Dharayat, that we have to be patient, determined, like this, and enthusiastic. So before we actually see Krishna, we have to see through the eyes of perfect persons, that is Krishna, Shastra, and the Guru. Because we have imperfect senses, tendency to cheat, tendency to be illusioned, like this, and tendency to make mistakes. So therefore, we have to be humble enough to understand that. We're not humble. You know, we think I know what's best for me. And so that's why nowadays it's very hard to convince someone to take up Krishna consciousness, at least in the Western world, because everybody thinks they know what's best. The reason they think that they're really independent and they don't accept authority because they've been cheated by their authorities. You know, they look at there's no real good role models in society anymore. You know, so they read the internet and find out that this political leader has done this. You know, they have no moral principles. Like I know in the United States we had our Bill Clinton, who, anyway, he had several affairs within the White House and he denied it and he lied about it. And then in Italy, you have a prime minister who's probably one of the biggest debauchees on the planet. Has anyone read about him? I mean, it's just like, you're wondering, what are they thinking of in Italy? You know, he gets caught in parties getting drunk with young ladies, you know. And, you know, France, it's a little bit better, not too much better. And then even your heroes, your great heroes that you thought about before, you know, heroes in society, I guess I could mention some of them. Like in America, we have this Martin Luther King. You find out that he was a debauchee. Even your great persons like George Washington, who founded America, you found out that he kept slaves. You understand? And he was actually not a very moral person. So all your heroes, especially now in the information age, where you find out information about everybody, that all your heroes are basically, you know, you lose faith in them. I mean, who can I look up to? I can't trust anybody. And nowadays, you know, the parents don't remain faithful to each other. You know, people don't remain faithful, and there's cheating going on, even in the marriages, isn't it? So no wonder. And your friends turn against you and whatever. There's cheating at school. I remember I went to the university. I thought everybody was going to be pious. And, you know, what we would call the jocks, that means the athletic people in the athletic department, you know, people who worked in football and everything, they were actually given the tests before the tests were given so they could know what the questions were being asked. Because the school didn't want them to fail because of the school. If they failed, we'd have no one to play football. And if you have no one to play football, then all the donations that are coming to the school from what's called the alumni, you know what an alumni is? That means the past people, that they wouldn't give the, you know, you have to have a good football team so to attract people to give. So I saw so much cheating there. And then I went to the university and then I saw, what was it? I took some courses and they had wild parties at night. Even the teacher was there. I went to one wild party. You know, I thought it was nice. I thought it was going to be nice. And I walked in and nobody had any clothes on. So you, isn't it? I mean, especially in modern society, it's worse than when I was in university. So you run into all. So where are your role models? You know, where are people you respect? So therefore, you begin to distrust everybody, right? And that's a big problem. And that's one of the main impediments. And you know, of course, in Fiji, you know, your person in charge of the Ram Mandali, he's engaged in intoxication. Or the other day we found out someone who runs a Ram Mandali is killing like 20,000 chickens every month. He's running a chicken factory. And so people are hypocrites. You can't trust them. You can't depend on anybody. What happened? Okay. So therefore, people. How do you get people to join the Hare Krishna movement and trust us, and trust the Vedic literatures, and trust the guru, right? And even sometimes you have a lot of bogus gurus. Like there was this one organization we were talking about last night with the devotees. And their guru, you know, big organization, and their guru just turned out to be a debauchee. Big organization. You know, Yoga Life or something like that. And so therefore, people are just like find themselves doing what we call elective religion. They're just picking and choosing their own particular philosophy, practices, and all that other stuff. And so there's no faith. There's no faith. So faith is required. However, here, you also see some doubts. But the doubts are not in Shukadeva Goswami. The doubts are just basically based on one is revealing, Parikshit Maharaj is revealing his doubts because he actually trusts Shukadeva Goswami to dispel the doubts because he's been presented with some, what he considers some contradictory evidence. You know, that God is being partial. At least that's what he's seeing. You know, Krishna is killing Shishupal and Krishna is nice to Arjuna. Hey, you know, what kind of God is that? That means he must be under the modes of nature. Because if someone is partial in this world, they're under the modes of nature. Or they're self-centered. So here he is presenting his doubts before his guru. That means he has trust in the guru. And that's the proper procedure. If one has doubts in something, like Krishna states or Rupa Goswami states in the Upadeshamrita, Dadati Pratigurnati, Guyam Akyati Prachati, revealing the mind in confidence, which is a very important item. Prabhupada said that if one doesn't reveal the mind in confidence to advanced Vaishnavas, then they'll ultimately go away. Because these doubts, they grow more and more and more. And then one ultimately loses his faith. And Krishna says in the Gita, what? Ashradanana Purusha Dharma Shasha Parantapa. Apraprayamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. That one who doesn't have faith, he returns to birth and death in this material world, can't be determined in this path of devotional service. So a necessary part of maintaining our faith is to reveal our minds in confidence and also have people we can reveal our minds to who will be confidential. That's a real lack. You know, sometimes we reveal our minds to someone and we find it's on the internet the next day. Or it's being spoken about in Bhagavatam class, you know, someone says. So-and-so revealed his mind and he's a rascal. Because he's thinking that. But we need to develop, the point I'm getting to is in our Krishna conscious movement, we need to develop relationships. We were talking about this last night too. Like loving relationships means the trusting relationships. Like Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. And this will keep us strong in Krishna consciousness where we can reveal the mind, trust that that information will not be used against us. I mean, sometimes even in intimate relationships, if someone reveals the mind to the other person, it will use to abuse them verbally in the future. You ever seen that? You know, someone, it'll just be used when you have a close friend or husband and wife. Sometimes it's misused, the information. And then you have no more trusting relationships. So in ISKCON, in the society of devotees, we have to develop these sorts of trusting relationships because doubts will arise, or questions will arise, or problems in our own, not only doubts, but problems in our own spiritual life. You know, you may not for some reason, you may not be able to finish your round. Something may happen. Your mind may be wild, so you have to be able to reveal it to an advanced devotee or the guru and say, this is what I'm experiencing. And without feeling that one will be condemned for revealing that. I mean, that's really important because many of us, we don't say something either because we're concerned about the reputation or we're concerned about being condemned or looked down upon by someone. So we, you know, any problem, you know, serious problem, not a little problem, you know. Like, I got a stomach ache, you know, let me tell you all about it. You know, that sort of stuff you don't need to go revealing to people. And unless you were like me going on a program, so many programs yesterday. And then you could say, I got a stomach ache from eating too much. So they don't give you too much to eat. But normally, you know, anything that's bothering us in Krishna consciousness, we should feel comfortable. We should always have a mentor. That's what I'm talking about. A mentor. I mean, it's not possible to consult the guru all the time because the guru would have to take on the job of psychologist. But it's possible to have a mentor. This system, just like in one temple in India, in the Chopati temple, they have mentorship program, where people have someone they can go to. So that's an important part of society. People they can trust, people who are interested in their welfare, people who are confidential. Anyway, so this is what I wanted to talk about today, and because you all have to get to work, we'll keep it short. Any questions or comments? Questions, comments, problems?
Yeah. How do you know, like, when who to choose, like, for that mentor?
Well, you can consult with other devotees, or you can use your intelligence. You know, who can you trust? I mean, it takes some time in today's world. It takes some time to build trust in someone. It's really hard. It's really hard, and because trust can be broken very easily. Like Prabhupada said, once trust is broken, it's like a broken glass. You can put it back together again. You know, you can use the glue, super glue. But it's never the same. The relationship. So we have to act. Also, we don't, not just that we have to look for someone who we can trust or people we can trust, but we have to act trustworthy. That's part of truthfulness, the principle of truthfulness, you know, the four pillars of religiosity. One is truthfulness. So part of truth, being truthful, is not only telling the truth, but acting truthfully. Acting according to one's vows and taking confidence, you know, and just helping people without using that information for your own purposes or using that information against them. And Prabhupada said in regard to the six loving exchanges, you know, that's just one of them we're mentioning right now. Our movement expands because of those six loving exchanges. Siddhati pratigranati guyamakyati trichati bhunkte bhojate chaiva, right? So this is a very important one. I think that's something that may be missing in our own society at the present time. You know, do you have someone you can go to that you can trust? I mean, completely. I mean, it's really important for all of us. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
Role models are parents, and we can
work
on that.
Yeah. First one is the mother, and then the father.
Yeah.
If you study developmental stages, it's actually the mother first, and then it becomes the father.
And what happens when they go out? Do they choose their own role models?
Yes, that's a problem, because then they'll choose sometimes because they don't have their intelligence properly developed. They'll choose role models that you don't want them to choose. Like someone with tattoos all over their body, you know, and like motorcycle. I have nothing against motorcycles, but, you know, so someone, you know, or sometimes they'll pick a teacher, which is pretty good. I mean, I've seen that happen sometimes. Someone becomes inspired by a teacher in a particular subject or by their doctor, and they actually want to be like them. But usually nowadays it's their peers. So at a certain developmental stage, the role models become peers. This has actually been studied in psychology, that at different ages they accept different types of role models. And I forget the exact age where when the peers become more prominent than the parents. But it's developmental psychology. I mean, it's common knowledge, anyone who studies psychology. So you have to be careful and protect them and put them in a situation where they're not going to have peers who are doing things that you don't want them to do. And that, you know, it's by association that someone actually falls down or becomes advanced in devotional service. So with the kids, it's very dangerous. You know, because, you know, Radhi is very sweet now, but she goes to school, there'll be some cigar-smoking girl there. That girl's cool. It's cool. And so I'm just joking. I'm being facetious. But that's why the parents should really protect the children from bad association. And then they'll reveal their minds to the role models, and the role models will actually contaminate them. You know, what do you have to listen to those parents for? You know, they're just Hindus. You know, what do they know? You know, life is meant for enjoyment. And then, you know, children are very vulnerable, and teenagers are especially vulnerable, even more so than at her age. I mean, they can be influenced because they're concerned with how people look at them, you know, what the style is. I mean, social pressure is, for teenagers, is number one. And so you really have to be concerned with that, protect the children. So any other questions? No? Okay, I think it's time for everybody to get to work. Where's Peterji is not here today.
He has to take my granddaughter to school.
Oh, I see.
And he's not feeling well.
He's not feeling well. Eating too much prasadam over the last. You know, I'm also suffering from that. But even the doctor had to take a whole day off yesterday just to recover from Saturday. The same thing that's enjoyable becomes actually miserable when you have too much of it in the material world, isn't it? But Krishna Katha you can't have too much of. But eating you can have too much of. It's interesting, isn't it? Okay, I guess that's it. We have a big day of eating today. No, we don't. Just breakfast and dinner, that's it. Okay, all glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That's fine.